There's no denying the energy of the 10 o'clock service at Trinity Harvest Church in Hearst. On this particular Sunday, about 200 worshipers sing, sway, and trade amens. The church building is modest. It's a converted bingo hall in a small strip center. But there's nothing subdued about the congregation.
Without having, you know, the pastors that we have here, the ministry leaders that we have here, it's no way to keep going. You know, you get bogged down with work stuff, with the stresses and strains of life, and this is just something to encourage you to keep you going, just to renew your faith in God.
Shanique Dory and her second husband, JC, worship at Trinity Harvest every Sunday, along with her two children, 13-year-old Jalen and 11-year-old Cynthia. The Dorys look like a lot of middle-class families. Shanique is a middle school English teacher, and JC is a truck driver. They live in a neat two-story home in the Fort Worth suburb of White Settlement, and they have a little money in savings. But like many North Texans, they're constantly fighting to stay ahead financially. Their big challenge? Coping with debt.
We had to start using credit cards again because a couple weeks I was off work. So now we got the credit card debt back, but we're getting it knocked back down slowly. So we got it knocked out within 6 months, and it took a couple weeks for it to come right back.
JC says their answer is to live frugally. They're careful at the grocery store. They only eat out with a coupon, and they don't jump into home improvement projects they don't truly need. Shanique says they're living so lean now that if something unexpected comes up, there's no fat to cut.
I think that would put our family in a very, very difficult position, and we would have to change our lifestyle a lot. I mean, we're frugal. So just with us being frugal and having to, you know, even dial back, you know, what we would spend, it would be a crisis.
And Shanique knows what a crisis looks like. 10 years ago, she was a single mom with no job prospects facing homelessness, even though she had a bachelor's degree in business.
When I left their father, I was a stay-at-home mom. So although I had the degree, I stayed at home. So when I left with nothing, nor did he provide any support for us. So to get a job, I would have to have the money to put my children in daycare. If you don't have the money to put them in daycare, then you can't really go out to find a job.
Shanique did find temporary housing and got her teaching certification. When she married JC in 2012, things really started to look up. But the Dorys say their finances are far from perfect. JC says there's a lot more he'd like to accomplish economically.
I would like to have retirement in my savings fund. That's what I'm working for. You know, when it's time to retire, to have the money to be able to retire.
That means hard work and strong faith.
Well, you have to believe in something bigger than yourself. It seems like I could never get caught up till I start paying my tithes. When I put it in faith's hand, in God's hands, and started paying my tithes, it seemed like the money started coming back to me anyway.
Which is something the Dorys try to always remember. Courtney Collins for KERA News.